In South Central Los Angeles, Martin Luther King Jr. Harbor Hospital was once a proud beacon of hope for impoverished African Americans. Now it's being forced to close its doors. The federal government has cut funding to the hospital because of ongoing lapses in care. The shutdown means thousands of patients will be rerouted to other hospitals. But as Rob Schmitz of member station KQED reports, the city's emergency care system already is at a tipping point.
King Harbor's ER is the 11th emergency room in 5 years to close in Los Angeles, a city where a third of its residents don't have health insurance. Mark Gamble of the Hospital Association of Southern California says L.A. is in the midst of a health care crisis.
This means increased demand in an already overstretched system, and how they'll get the physicians and the staff to and the beds to treat these patients. That's the critical question here.
King Harbor will retain an urgent care clinic, and L.A. County officials are scrambling to find a private hospital to help reopen King Harbor fully. In the meantime, the county has promised millions of dollars to nearby hospitals to handle displaced patients. But Gamble is worried that physicians may get fed up with a deluge of uninsured patients.
The physicians are there on a contractual basis and do not have to come in. So our concern, if they get inundated with unfunded patients, they won't come in.
Participation by California physicians in Medi-Cal, the state's version of Medicaid, is already the lowest in the country. That's because Medi-Cal payments to physicians here are also some of the lowest in the country. And if patients can't get an appointment with a physician, they'll likely make a trip to an emergency room, where by federal law, they must be seen. Just last year, 47,000 patients visited King Harbor's emergency room. Carol Meyer is the Director of Governmental Affairs for the County Department of Health Services.
Ambulances are going to be driving further. They're going to be waiting in emergency rooms longer to release that patient. This is all a public safety issue, and that is a huge stress on the EMS system.
An EMS system that is already overburdened. At Los Angeles Fire Department Station 52 in Hollywood, an ambulance team gears up as paramedic Eric Schmidt returns from an emergency call. He had to wait 3 hours with his patient before a bed opened up at an overcrowded ER. He remembers walking out of an emergency room recently when a security guard stopped him, telling him that a patient who had been waiting for several hours called 911 from the ER's waiting room.
So I went over and addressed to the gentleman. He said, "I'm calling you guys out to take me to the hospital." I said, "You're at the hospital."
The survey taken 2 years ago showed the city's largest public hospitals were closed to ambulances an average of 20 hours a day, while some of the city's private hospitals didn't have room at its ERs for up to 12 hours a day. Michael Rembis is the CEO of Sentinella Freeman, one of the private hospitals near King Harbor. He says his hospital's ER is now likely to get a lot busier, and he wonders if they or any other hospital in L.A. can afford it.
Right now, the county is willing to compensate us for any 911 ambulance that comes to us from the Martin Luther King area. What we're concerned about is 74% of all the emergency room patients at MLK were walk-ins. They don't come by 911.
And as of now, the county won't compensate private hospitals for walk-ins. Rembis says unless officials find more funding, the next ER closing in Los Angeles could be right around the corner. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.